This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is away. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Power has been restored through most of the Northeast, Midwest, and Canada following the biggest blackout in North American history. Subways are running in New York City. Water is running in Cleveland. But officials are warning that it will probably take all weekend for life to return to normal. Experts still don't know what caused the cascade of failures that left some 50 million people in the dark. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports.
In New York City, the crisis is pretty much all over but the cleanup. Around 9 o'clock last night, Consolidated Edison announced that power was fully restored to its more than 3 million customers in the five boroughs. That was 29 hours after the lights went off. Like utility companies throughout the blackout region, Con Ed had to employ rolling power outages yesterday to keep from putting too much strain on the power grid. Officials are hoping that lighter demand over the weekend will give them time to stabilize the system. Some services took longer to restore. The New York City subway system didn't get rolling until after midnight because workers had to inspect the rails and move hundreds of stranded trains back to their starting points. Other cities experienced different problems. People in Cleveland have running water again after doing without when all four of the city's water pumps lost power at once. Residents had to make do with bottled water and emergency deliveries from water tankers provided by the National Guard. Officials are still warning people in Cleveland and Detroit, which also lost water, to boil the water from their taps before they drink it or cook with it. Detroit also experienced a gasoline shortage when stations lost power to their pumps. Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm declared states of emergency in the city and surrounding counties and signed an executive order to allow gasoline to be shipped to Detroit from the western part of the state. Most power was back on for the 10 million residents of southern Ontario by dawn today, but flights at the Toronto International Airport are still backed up. What remains now is a massive cleanup. Dave Helmicke of the Solid Waste Association of America says that in New York City, that means removing mounds of food that spoiled in home and restaurant refrigerators.
If you break it down to a weekly and a daily average, it would probably come to about an extra maybe 15 pounds of garbage on average. And that's for residential. Obviously, with commercial restaurants, it's going to be much higher. It also depends on how good a cooling system they have with the refrigeration units.
Officials are still toting up the costs of the outages. New York City Council Finance Office estimated that the city lost up to $800 million, most of that in lost revenue and taxes. The city also figured that it spent up to $10 million in overtime pay during the first 24 hours of the blackout. Engineers are still trying to pinpoint the cause of the failure that darkened the entire region in about 9 seconds. Right now, investigators are scrutinizing a transmission loop that carries electricity around the Lake Erie area. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Washington.